And welcome to the Livecast Beta 2.1.1.3.2001.
Yeah.
Getting raped by Green Bay right now.
Really?
But I guess some games are just meant to be lost because every time I try to play these guys and I lose, or I'm about to lose, and I quit without saving so I can start over. But every game I'm always lose, so. I'm just going to take the losses preseason. So,
if you don't lose, you don't learn, you know. You learn from your mistake.
Yep. But I'm just waiting for EA Sports, the service, to update the
rosters
and the settings. Because right now, 49ers are in a mess. Anyways, yeah, this is our second podcast over Xbox Live.
Yes.
So far we have much success. We've got so much feedback from the listeners.
Oh, I know, it's overwhelming. Much stuff. It came in through snail mail, you know, in my actual physical mail. Oh my gosh,
people are just raving about like how great this idea was and how they want to jump on and we'll take live Xbox Live calls and all this, you know, that doesn't exist, but I told them, you know, maybe when the update comes, we'll be able to do that for you people, but just keep the love, keep the feedback, and we will be here. We're here, we did it for you, we did it for the people.
For the listeners, yes, for you. And for my cousin, because he's one of our...
Listeners always win.
Consumer. Whatever.
And tell your friends to listen, too.
Yeah.
But anyways, I want to continue on from what I was talking about last week about that retarded guy coming up to me and asking for my number. Well, he keeps on texting me, telling me, hey, hello, my name's Eric. Hey, what's your name?
Yes, that...
Yeah, and it's creeping me out, and he's still using that service online where you can type in my number and then the automated... machine.
The voice comes up.
Yeah,
my name is Eric.
I met you at Del Taco. Do you read my Bert? Hello, my name is Eric.
It's funny because the only things he ever says are you like four sentences or four questions.
That could have been a beautiful play. Yeah.
I think he's a robot.
I don't know, but
I think he's fake.
If this continues to happen, I'm gonna have to just block his arse. But
why don't you want to talk to me?
Why don't you want to talk to me?
Do you like water sports?
I want to touch on a little bit about my going to the dark side.
Oh.
Hold on. Fudge! God! Yeah, it was really meant to... I was really meant to lose this game. But, you know, for every loss is a win because In-N-Out is here. So In-N-Out. 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 Food is here.
I like tacos at Del Taco.
Yeah, she's camping in her backyard.
For what?
For dumb reasons. Because our friends are going off to college right now. Oh.
Okay, there's some other conversation.
Sorry, the food's here. How about Mom? Yeah, one's going to San Diego, one's going to Berkeley. I didn't know she had smart friends. I'm just kidding. But yeah, you're witnessing life right now.
I like beaches.
Oh, he's at the fair, actually.
Eric... Is that fair? At the fair? Oh my gosh, I'm starting to talk like that. Anyways.
That's yours.
Oh, yes, the Pomona... What is it called? The fair is going on in the Pomona...
In the L.A. County Fair.
The L.A. County Fair, yeah. I forgot the name. Mm-hmm. It's going on right now. So.
This is such good... Oh, my God. They're not paying us to say this, but I'm eating In-N-Out Burger right now. You know what I love about In-N-Out?
What,
the bread?
Yes.
The edges of the bread have that slight, subtle crispness to them, but the center is, like, soft and warm.
And
no sesame seeds, just straight-up bread. The tomato is nice. They're never like, you know, when you go to McDonald's or Burger King where...
It's soggy.
Or Carl's Jr. where they just, like, soggy or they half-ass cut it.
Or like, it tastes like when after you microwave a burger and then the tomato's all, like,
mm-hmm.
droopy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're nice and, like, fresh and cold. And the lettuce is crispy. Not too, like, crunchy. Crispy.
And it doesn't have any brown colors on it?
Yeah. Well, I don't know what kind of lettuce you're eating, but...
Oh. Yeah. I've seen some of that.
Wait, hold on. The little tent? I thought it was... I don't know.
And I would like to say right now, if you buy one In-N-Out meal with our special promo code...
Livecast. Wait, it's live. www.livecast.com/in. That's in, and then another in. So it's in out.
Two.
Then two.
URL. Yes. In and out.
Yeah. Then you'll get a recommendation to go eat there, and a direct link to go to the website.
We're not giving you a free burger.
But no. I was about to finish on the meat. It's not, like, so overcooked, although I am a little fan of well-done meat. It's not, like, raw.
Yeah.
It's, like, it's just perfect. Like, it's just good.
You don't want pink. No.
Oh, that was beautiful. Why couldn't... Oh, never mind. I'm just going to let the game go. But anyways, yes, In-N-Out Burger. The fries, I'm not a fan of the fries. They're good, but, you know.
Well, I'm not much of a fan of any fries. I don't eat really fries.
Yeah, I usually get... I usually don't order
the
fries.
That's what it's all about.
That's the main place. And the shakes are okay, too. Especially if you mix chocolate and vanilla.
I have not done that. Is that part of the In-N-Out secret menu?
Yep, it's secret.
Oh, okay. I got it.
Well, it's not a secret anymore.
No. World exclusive right here, right now, on the live cast. We have just been informed that In-N-Out has released one of its secrets. That their shakes can now be mixed. Can have a mix of vanilla and chocolate shakes.
This would be strawberry too, but I don't think that would be... Eh.
Strawberry and vanilla might go to chocolate. I don't know.
Yeah, but not all three, I don't think so.
someone should try that, but not us.
Not us. You could email us at... No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
tell us how it is.
They want.
Anyways, I want to talk about my little Apple Store experience. People, I've gone to the dark side. Next week, hopefully by next Friday, I'll have just about everything that I ordered.
Really? That quickly?
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to find that.
Thursday, but Friday I think we'll be recording. No, you know what? Thursday I think we'll record.
All right. Yeah.
Mm. You might even get the live unpackaging of it.
Wow.
Not sure yet. But...
We will see. I mean, we will hear.
But...
silence.
It was, I took the deal because I'm a college student. And I typed in my college at the Apple Store and it has a discount store there. And there's a special deal there that they're running for college students. You can either get... No, yeah, either. and pick a Mac, which the majority of college students are going to pick a MacBook because laptops, you know.
Unless your school
free Wi-Fi.
Either way,
you know what, my school? You could use. They have both.
Cause I
like I was surprised. Like, yeah.
They have
when you go to the library.
They need one either.
That's crazy.
Well, if you get a Mac, you could do both. I mean.
They have, yeah, like, if you go to the library or high school, or, like, the whatever computer center, like, do you want to pick a Mac or PC? And so they have both, so.
Huh.
Some of them use Dell monitors, but they're still Macs. But, I went to the Apple Store.
The online
Apple
Store.
The deal where you pick the, yes. Not the actual Apple Store.
Not to be confused with the actual store, and you gotta walk in. Can I have an appointment with the Genius?
Genius, yes. And yes, let's see, we can book you for next Thursday at 7 p.m.
Is that not too hard for you to remember? No.
And our appointment's about 15 minutes, yes. No, but,
And then, I just heard of that. We're gonna get hit.
The Mac fanboys are gonna...
Yeah, I need to try the... I never really messed around with the Mac because I don't own one. But, oh, okay.
Yeah. I'll call you over.
Yeah,
I'll have to... You can witness it when... I want you to be here when I install the VMware.
Yeah, I'll help you out. Yeah, I want to see
but
that.
But anyway...
I don't know how it works.
Yeah, yeah! Yeah! Why don't you get two?
Sounds like someone's short on In-N-Out food. Someone's regretting their decision.
Mom and Dad. Why? Well, wait, how do you want me to eat the burger? I don't spill, though.
They want you. What the heck was that?
Okay. So, I ordered the MacBook, and I picked the. They say on the front page, "Oh, get a free iPod," but it depends on what type of iPod you get. Of course, if you're getting into 8 gig iPod Touch, or any iPod Nano, which is also the 8 gig, that's gonna be free because the rebate's gonna cover the whole price. But I picked a 32 gig because I wanted to. But 8 gigs just can't cut it, you know?
Yeah. Wait, what
32
size did you
gigs? Get? 32.
You got 32, okay. Yeah, that's.
My iPod Classic good. Right now is 30.
Really?
So. But. Oh, I was wondering what those booming sounds were.
Yeah,
the
I heard
fireworks
it too.
Right now.
I hear it outside. Yeah, it's just the missiles going over the sky, you know, the occasional bombing of war and stuff. You know. Yes.
Yeah, those Palestinians.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we live in Iraq right now, or you know.
Yes, Badam.
Yes. Yes, that is what you have.
Badam Ahmadinejad.
That's a different accent I was doing. Yeah.
Oh, well, that was the southern Libyan coast accent, dialect, actually.
Yeah. My,
I was
my
doing the northern
related.
Palestinian.
What?
Never mind, that joke was going nowhere. Okay,
okay. My name is no way related from the Middle East. It comes from somewhere else. I made it up, anyways. Yeah.
It comes from the internet.
Yeah, yeah. So the interwebs. The netting of my pants.
I got the, the iPod 32 gig touch. I will be downloading that update so that you can get apps from the App Store to it. Because the deal is, you can't pick the new iPods that they revealed this week. You know, the new Nanos?
Yeah, they don't have a loophole. Like, if you buy the MacBook and you get the newest ones.
Yeah, you can't get the new... You gotta get the old iPod Nano.
Isn't the 32 iPod Touch one of the newest versions?
Mm-mm.
No?
It's always been there, but they updated the new one.
Alright.
like, it has a speaker now, but the music still can't. It's like, I heard on MacBreak Weekly, which I did subscribe to, a weak speaker. You should hear, like, Leo and, like, two Brits and one other guy, like, talking about, like, the new Apple, I don't know, what was that, this Apple event? What do you call it? Where they revealed all the iPod stuff. Well, they're, like, talking, like, about it for 2 hours, like, dissecting every little thing that Steve Jobs pulled out of his arse. Anyways, like, they worship him or something. I got the iPod Touch, the don't you talk about my God like that. I'm just kidding.
You're gonna say?
Yeah, because the old iPod Touches are not built to have the app store.
It costs money to get
the update. Yeah, ten bucks, I think.
Yeah, you're gonna go crazy with those apps.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got a bunch of them, even though I don't own one.
I can see you would have fun with apps too.
Me too. Yes, if
like,
I own,
you seem
it,
like
I
an app
an
person.
I just mess around with all those apps. I mean, it'd be apptastic.
Mm-hmm. How many free apps?
Yeah, who's gonna go for the paid stuff?
You should go from Adam to Appum.
Because
you just love apps.
I love apps.
You know what's so good? Cheese paper.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways.
Cheese paper.
I got the iPod Touch. Gonna update it. Gonna have fun with that. MacBook, I got a black MacBook.
A black one.
And I put 4 gigs of RAM on it.
4 gigs is good.
The cord, 4 gigs, so yeah. 250 gig hard drive. With Final Cut Express installed. iWork and some others. Oh my God, those are new. Oh, okay, good. We have ketchup. I ordered iLife, which includes GarageBand, iDVD, iPhone, and iMovie.
Yeah. Yeah, I
appreciate that. And I got VMware. I got other things. Anyways, what Apple Store does, they take every order.
Really?
And charge it one by one, not all at once.
Yeah, I would expect them to do it all in one goop, clump.
But that screwed me over.
Yeah.
So Visa caught that.
I think, what if they do it on purpose?
And they blocked it. Anyways, they don't talk about that on the, hey, I'm a Mac and I'm a PC. But they make a, I'm an Apple Store.
And
I'm a Dell Store.
Yeah, well, but then Microsoft doesn't really have a place.
Well, usually Dell, because I was going to get a Dell. Mm. Very close to getting a Dell. But this iPod little special deal, really.
I would say a MacBook's a good choice.
Yeah, because of course Windows on the run.
You can do more things, yeah, with it.
Mm-hmm.
Do it be weird if you took out? Well, I don't think you. I don't even think you could do that. Take out the Mac side of it and just leave Windows. I don't think you could do that. I really don't think so.
It probably zap you to death or something.
Someone's out there that's really bored has done it. You know what? I'm gonna take it out. Anyways, sorry.
But anyways, this stuff should come by next week, and I'll be reviewing it. Not like as if you care about my review.
Okay. Anyways, so what we're gonna talk about next? Should we talk about what we are playing?
I'm playing Madden.
Playing Madden still. Okay. Week.
Mm-hmm.
Week what? Week. Week what of when it, since when it's been released? Week 2?
Oh, heck no.
Week 3?
Week 2 times 2 times 2 times 2?
2 months?
I don't know. Huh. August something, okay. 26.
You still got that Madden fever?
Yep.
That's good.
And yep. Yep.
I don't think I
maybe
can
the winter
you
will cool me down, but I don't know.
I don't think I could catch it.
I think you have burnout fever.
I do. No, I have racing fever. I was born with it.
Yeah. But lately, it's burnout.
Yeah, burnout, the series I've been...
And that doesn't mean he's a stoner. Just burnout, like, the game.
Yeah. Yeah. I gotta say that I beat Burnout Paradise, like, every single thing. I haven't got all the achievements, though. And the online achievements I haven't got. But
well, you haven't beat it yet.
Yeah, oh yeah, I know. That kind of is not beating it completely.
Well, to me it is, but a lot of people are like, nope.
I'm like in between that. If I beat the main story, that's beating the story. But then beating it completely is getting every single thing, achievements, secrets. And then it's going to make it harder because of the bike pack. It's coming out September 18th. That's the next week.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, I found out. So I'm going to download it. And it is free.
18th?
September 18th.
Okay, that's Friday.
Yes. And I'm...
No, it isn't. Is it?
I'm waiting for that.
No?
I don't know. I'm just saying yes to the date. I don't have a calendar
that's
here.
Thursday or Friday, something. It's the end of this year, okay.
It's coming out before this end of the year, yeah. And you know, where were we? Okay, you got your MacBook, okay, and it's coming Thursday. And we're talking about what we're going to play. What we've been playing, okay, yeah. I lost track where we were.
That's pretty much all I've been playing.
All you've been playing is Madden.
What have you been playing?
I've been playing Burnout, but actually I've went a step back, and I've been playing Burnout Revenge.
Yeah.
And I owned the Xbox version before, and now I own the 360 one because they're so cheap. Like like last month or something.
They're part of the golden hits.
What? It was the what did they? Was Microsoft
platinum?
Platinum
hits.
Yeah. Well, I got it when it was cheap, so it's a good game, you know. But the beginning starts off kind of slow. Like, your cars kind of feel slow if you ever played other Burnout games.
And you?
Yeah, like, if the beginning feels slow, your car goes, like, what, only 150? Like, the first cars. It feels slow. But then once you get further in the game, you start getting, like, the crash breaker. I don't know if you ever played it, but, like, whenever you crash your car... Like, you blow yourself up and you could kill other drivers. Yeah, well, you get that later on in the game. You don't have it instantly, which is kind of good, but then if you don't beat the game, you might not ever... If you don't play through halfway of the game, you'll never see it. Or, well, like, one... If you don't get through one-fourth of it.
I might never see it.
Yeah. You should play it. It gets better the longer you play it. You know?
Yeah.
And then the cars get so much quicker and better, so... Yeah, that is my short...
Indeed. So that's pretty much it. We've been playing.
And actually, I have been playing a little bit of Marvel Blast Ultra with my cousin online.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I've been playing that. I didn't tell you, but I've been playing it.
And I've been playing Frogger. No, but... Oh, you have? That's crazy.
Yeah.
What about that update to the game? Remember?
In 2006, they were going to release a map pack.
Make new maps. Yeah.
Yes.
Whatever. Maps. So, what map pack update is it on now?
It is on none. They have never released it, and they never will.
Why?
I don't know.
That was one of the best-selling games for Xbox when there was like 15 games out.
Yeah. Do you know, and there's still people online, a lot of people that are playing the game.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We're like, me and my cousin playing, me and him, and then like a minute later, another guy joins, and then after that 1 minute, a bunch of other people just rush in, and there's like 8 people playing online. It gets crazy in there.
That is crazy.
Yeah. That game is my favorite game, one of my favorite Xbox Live Arcade games. And I got all the achievements for it, so the last achievements for the game is crazy, the last level, just to get the part-time.
Yeah.
I did it. It took me, oh my gosh, days to get it. Yeah, okay, that's...
Hey, if I go on Halo right now...
What?
If I go on Halo, will it pick up everybody else's, like, whoever speaks? Will it pick up their voices, too?
If we get out of private chat and I'm there with you, it will. Yeah. It'll even pick up the other team if they're near us while playing Halo. But if we're in private chat, we could.
Okay. Yeah.
You see, it still works even without.
That should be a little experiment. We should try.
Yeah, we need to try it. We'll have like a separate. I don't know what we'll call it.
We should like mock the kids. Well, we should have like a poll, like what we should pretend to be this week in Halo. What should we be? A little 5-year-old kid?
Yeah.
A 30-year-old stoner or a 40-year-old molester?
Maybe we should try some minorities.
What are you wearing?
Maybe like a
yeah.
Let me think. A guy from India. I don't know. I'm like, oh yes, I only quickie mark.
Do you need a milk bonus today?
See what people say. No. We should try that.
You dead dude, America. Fuck you, my friend. Fuck you, you motherfucker. And then, like, if you need a translation for that, that's, I don't know. I'm not gonna say. Fuck you, you motherfucker.
Yeah, if we do that, we'll just change the name a little bit of the podcast name. We'll say Livecast, something edition. I don't know what.
Well, as the time goes on, we'll begin to restructure and reform our format, and we'll maybe add that little segment in, 10-15 minute segment about where we're antagonizing the kids on Xbox Live, and you can get their live reactions. Mm-hmm. But it's called the Livecast. What holding?
And
yeah, Chris Collinsworth, didn't even see that old.
Yeah, okay. And when the fall update comes, if you know of us and you're on Xbox Live and if we tell you guys our gamer tag, you could say something on with us. Hey, who knows what you'll say?
Yeah.
Who knows?
What?
So do you wanna go
okay.
What are we gonna do now?
Oh, I want to touch one at Seinfeld and Bill Gates commercial.
Really?
My God, 19-0. And I have more pass yards than them. That's just...
The Bill Gates...
I guess I deserve to lose. Huh?
The Bill Gates and Seinfeld video. You want to talk more about it?
The commercial,
It's a mini sitcom.
So like I said, yeah, it's a mini sitcom, and let's move on. Okay, next is. let's see.
Well,
hold on.
I found out recently that part 2 of Bill Gates and Seinfeld, episode 2 commercial, is out right now.
Is it?
Yes, and I'm going to watch it right now.
Is it really for reals?
Yes, for reals. For reals.
Play it.
I am going to play it, except you won't hear it, but the viewers will.
I will tell you my live
impressions. I'll pause it if I think something's really weird.
The second commercial is really out right
yes,
now.
Yes, it's on Engadget.com. You know, you've heard of them. And let's see what it's...
I have my freaking iPod Touch right now, because I can't go to my computer because the controller will cut off
the
connection and you won't hear me.
Talking
so, like, if I have a touch, I could use a Wi-Fi and use YouTube and watch it, or go to Engadget, or use the Engadget widget. No, not the widget. Engadget app.
Yeah, not widget. That's...
Yeah, that's Windows. No, I don't know.
That's
something.
Desktop stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, desktop.
No widget on the side. I love
I
my
I don't know what a widget is. I don't know the... I still don't know the definition, the true definition of a widget. I wonder, is that a stipulative definition or is that lexical?
What?
Yeah, I had no idea what that meant until I went to my philosophy class.
Really?
Stipulative means a new word. Like, in 1990, do you think the word blog existed? No. But now, I bet in the Webster's Dictionary of 2000... Well, whenever blog was established, it's now in the dictionary, which makes it an official word. Lexical is means an official word in a dictionary that has been established and can be either right or wrong.
And this is from the Livecast literary section.
This is the philosophical section.
Oh, okay.
No, that is literary subunit philosophical subclass logic.
Okay, and that'll be enough for today. All right, bye, guys.
What?
Okay. Back to Seinfeld and Gates. Get in touch with regular people. And here it is.
Oh, okay. Oh, are you gonna help? Okay, they're gonna hear it?
Yeah. You know that car's still in their driveway.
Oh, wait. Oh, crap. Wait. I had something very low. Wait. I gotta turn it up to hear it myself. Let me see if this affects my recording. Let me see. No, I don't think so. Okay, it's good. Because I wouldn't be able to hear it if I didn't have it up. All right, let's see.
No. Are you going to talk to them about it? Does it even run?
Oh, it's his car. It's his driveway. It's none of my business.
There's weeds growing around the tires.
Do we have any more ketchup? Bill, have you had scallop potatoes before?
Okay, it starts off with a family.
That's what I wanted to talk about.
Okay, save it for after this.
Before you start this one so we not mix it up. Oh, I was listening to Twit. Some guy broke it down.
Yeah.
Well, he thought
that.
It was.
I heard that episode.
When he thought when Seinfeld. Hold on. I have some In-N-Out phlegm right now.
That's funny because I got some of the same stuff right now.
Oh, that's not In-N-Out phlegm though.
Without
that's just,
In-N-Out.
that's phlegm. I think you just discussed it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I lost a viewer right there.
Which makes us go to negative 35 viewers. Because we never had any.
Yeah.
Anyways. Okay, the Seinfeld walks by that shoe store. What is it called?
Shoe Circus.
Barn Shoe Circus, okay. That's supposed to be, Windows, right? And he's saying that the boot that, or the shoe, the leather shoe that he's getting is quality for cheap price, right? Mm-hmm. Which is a blast to Apple, saying that you can get quality without the high expensive price like Apple has.
Yes, I see.
And then the minority is looking through the window. It's a jab at the minorities of today. Immigration laws that are in effect.
Sure.
And it is a racial slur to all Latino people across the nation.
Making them wear
therefore,
and hold a churro up in their hand.
Yes, and the churro is both a slap in the face to all Latino people and a slap in the face to all homosexual males. Because they like holding sticks and rods. It arouses them.
At the mall.
No, but really, I don't know about this commercial. I think it's just going to be like a mini show.
Yeah, well.
But, okay, go ahead and play your second.
Well, in the show, like they said, well, they didn't say it in the show, but Bill Gates is playing Bill Gates and Seinfeld's playing Seinfeld on, like he were in his TV show, so. Do you know what I just thought right now? What if they try to fit it in between?
Wait,
they're saying it's happening in between the shows. Like Bill.
Hold on a second.
I got something right here, huh?
Wait. Hold on a second. Wasn't Bill Gates in a Seinfeld episode?
Maybe. I didn't see it.
You know what? I really think so. Look it up right now.
Oh, okay.
Look it up.
All right.
Go to YouTube.com. Type in Bill Gates in Nah, shoot.
Google, you
Bill Gates and Seinfeld show.
No, yeah, but that Google will come up as this new thing.
Yeah, well, just say, no, in Seinfeld show.
Oh, okay.
Or episode, or, I don't know, something. You'll find, I remember watching Seinfeld and Bill Gates was in it.
Really?
So, like, Bill Gates. I'm sorry, and then something hit me, I don't know. I really don't know.
I'm looking up right now. Okay, no, that's too new. No, too new. This is just showing the new thing. Okay, now I'm going to change my search into a question.
That helps, doesn't it? If it helps.
Sign
Hey, did you know every Tuesday at 2 a.m. Pacific, the EA servers are taken down for weekly maintenance? Maintenance ensures that we keep the servers running smoothly and generally... Ah, shoot.
Do you know, I can't find it because ever since these new things...
We'll just take my word
for
it.
Wait, do you know, we got an expert on the Seinfeld, on Seinfeld, the show. We could ask someone I know, on a later podcast. We could ask him, and he will know for sure, because he's watched every episode multiple times. So...
Oh, okay.
We'll just call our Seinfeld expert, you know. We got people we know in high places.
My favorite show of all time? Fresh Prince.
I haven't really...
That show, I would buy the season, every season on DVD. That show is like, and that show never gets old.
I need to watch some of them again, because I kind of forgot a little bit.
The replay ability
is very high. Okay.
Where was I going to say? Oh my gosh, I forgot.
You're gonna play the commercial.
After that, in a way, because I already started playing and I stopped. But after that, I said something. Bill Gates. Oh my gosh, it was onto something, kind of. I don't think anyone else. Well, maybe someone thought of it, but
no one's. I haven't heard it from anyone. Oh crap! What was it? Oh man, I'm not gonna remember.
Okay.
I'm just gonna play it. Okay. It starts off with...
How many minutes done?
All right.
I can't hear.
Yeah. It's 4 minutes and 30 seconds, so it's even longer.
Are you serious?
Yes.
The commercial's 4 minutes. They yeah. That's like the uncensored version, huh?
What?
The commercial's probably the uncensored version.
Maybe, yeah.
There's no way that a commercial's 4 minutes.
Well, okay.
Well, Microsoft has the money to do a 4-minute commercial. But there's no way they're still going to do it, those cheap bastards.
Okay, it starts off with a family in their house eating dinner on the table. You know, they're just a family. And it starts off like this.
You know, that car's still in their driveway.
I know.
Are you going to talk to them about it? Does it even run?
Oh, it's his car. It's his driveway. It's none of my business.
There's weeds growing around the tires.
Do we have any more ketchup? Bill, have you had scallop potatoes before?
I have, yes.
Okay, this man asked Bill Gates, has he ever had scallops? There's Bill Gates and in Seinfeld are sitting on the same table with his family that we have never seen before. And he asks him if he's ever ate scallops. I think that's something right there. We got something right there. Okay.
No one told me we were eating.
Okay.
There's some gum in my roll.
Oh, I got some special mustard for you. There's white wine in it, like the fancy restaurants have.
I love a condiment with booze in it.
You're in my seat, funny man.
Okay. There's some old lady that pops out from, like, one of the doors, and she's holding blankets, and she's like, no one told me we were eating. And then after that, Seinfeld says, there's gum in my buns.
And what? This is gay.
And then this lady's like, oh yeah, this sauce I had, it's made with wine. And then Seinfeld's like, oh yeah, I like my sauce with booze.
Okay. Bill Gates hasn't said anything after that, except, okay.
She's been here for 12 years.
The old lady's been there for 12 years.
We have this yesterday.
Okay.
Put some cheese on it.
Why are we doing this again?
Okay, and then Bill Gates asks, haven't we ate this food yesterday? And then Seinfeld, everyone else is quiet, and Seinfeld says, just add some cheese to it. That's something right there, for sure. I feel it in my bones. It's something. I just don't know what. Are they saying that some product of Apple's is being a rehash of the same thing? Okay. And shows now the outside, the exterior of the house or something. And they ask,
Why, Bill? Because as we discussed, you and I are a little out of it. You're living in some kind of moon house hovering over Seattle like the mothership. I got so many cars, I get stuck in my own traffic. We need to connect with real people.
Who took my teeth out of the freezer?
That's real.
I felt that. The fact that a design uses inheritance and polymorphism doesn't make it a good design. The rote object...
Are there any monsters in the story?
Yes, but it's okay. There's a firewall.
Okay. Are you still there, Randy?
Yeah, I'm just,
You can't hear it, so you just... The next thing is Bill Gates and Seinfeld in a room, and they're just saying we gotta connect to normal people. So...
This is a mini-show.
It is.
Yeah.
It's a mini-sitcom. And now they're playing ping-pong.
What the freak is going on with this guy?
It's commercial...
God! No, I'm playing with
Yeah, this. I kind of thought so. Okay, they're playing ping-pong now.
Yeah, this is just
what was
gone
that?
Downhill. I have to watch for myself.
Don't touch that mustard. That's Jerry and Bill's.
Jerry, I've got $1,800 in my own account that my husband doesn't know anything about.
Oh.
What would you do with it?
You know, I really don't want to get into financial things. It's a little uncomfortable. I just want to live with you people.
Whoa! When's this coming out?
Never. Anyone ever asks where you got it, you don't know.
Okay, and then they're living in the family, and it goes to a clip, a part where Bill Gates is talking to his kid, and his kid's playing a computer game. He's like, whoa, where'd you get this? And Bill Gates, this was never released. You won't tell anyone about it. So, what does that mean? And now there's Seinfeld cutting his nails on top of a girl's bed.
It's my me time.
How long till it gets warm?
It never gets warm.
There's a grandma outside cutting bushes with...
That symbolizes Steve Jobs. Just kidding.
and Bill Gates and some guy are filling a pool with water, but they're using a normal hose to fill up a huge above-ground pool. And then Bill Gates asks, does it ever get warm? And the guy says no. You see, right there, that means that you can't do much with your... I can't think of anything.
Hey, Jerry, I've got these great coins that my wife doesn't know anything about. Mm. What do you think they might be worth?
$1,800?
Really?
Okay.
Red for rallies, black for slams.
What are you doing?
Chinese delivery. Whoa. Two of the most accomplished guys in their respective fields on Earth. $39.75, dudes.
I got nothing.
Here's a great coin.
There's some kid with like a mullet that comes up to the door of this house and he's like, here's your Chinese food. And then... He's like, oh, I know you guys. And then Seinfeld's like, here, take this Greek coin. Oh, okay.
You're in the way! How can you have just one ball?
Guys, it was right here, that leather giraffe that we got from Cabo San Lucas.
Jordan?
I didn't take it.
It's been in our family for 6 years.
I didn't take it.
Me neither.
Well, I mean, that just leaves Gates and Seinfeld.
Are you accusing us?
This is not a good feeling.
They pinched it.
Well, if you want to search our rooms, go ahead, because I'll tell you one thing, we didn't take it.
Yeah, let's.
Okay.
Give me sabotage.
I have never seen that giraffe before in my life. It's your backpack.
It's your bed.
I'm disappointed in the both of you.
You guys are so dead.
You and your real people. I can't believe you did that.
What do I want with a plastic kangaroo?
It's a leather giraffe from Cabo San Lucas.
Well, you seem to know quite a bit about it.
That's all there is to know.
Oh, how naive are you? Can't you see the whole thing was a setup?
Setup? But who? Why?
We know.
Okay. What does that have to do for anything? Okay, this family then talks about this missing giraffe toy they have. and it's like missing, and then they ask their family and no one knows where it is, and they ask Bill Gates and Seinfeld and they're like, we don't know, and they search the room and then it's in one of their bags, and like, I've never seen that thing before. What does a giraffe have to do with Microsoft?
It was you.
Why?
Ew, oh, no. Grotesque!
Oh, what is her problem?
Hello, lamos. I just want my room back.
Well, you got it, sister.
You're not so real. Mm.
Yep, like I told you, you've got a blown head gasket.
I think we connected with them.
In a way.
Bill, you've connected over a billion people.
I have.
I can't help wondering what's next. Frog with an email? Goldfish with a website? Amoeba with a blog? If it's yes, give me a sign. Give me a little robot. Power down. All right, power up. Let's go.
Okay.
Okay, I think they're trying to start a trend in their miniseries that at the end of every episode, Bill Gates... Okay, Seinfeld asks Bill Gates a question about something, and Bill Gates responds in a weird way. Like, the
Well, like, when he shook his...
His buttocks and his butt and stuff, you know, to tell him about the squishy cake computer. And this time... Seinfeld asks him, what's next? Will there be goldfish with websites and frogs with emails? And if yes, do the robot for me. And Bill Gates does the robot. And then Seinfeld's like, okay, power down. And he's like, power down's robot. And then, okay, power on. And they're walking away from this house because... I just don't want to be around with these people. And then it says, oh crap, what is that? I've never seen that word before. Perpetually, okay, yeah, perpetually connecting. PC. Windows logo.
Where are we walking to? What about that pink house over there?
Okay. And now they're walking down the street, and I'm like, where are we going? And they're like,
oh my god, it's still going?
Yeah, and it just ended right now.
Why do they keep going to people's houses for?
I don't know, they're trying to connect to people. That must mean something with, I don't know, connections of the
why don't they go to Compton?
Huh? This commercial's still not selling a product. It still has a bunch of subtle messages in it, though. Second. How do I spell it? Alright. It's over. You gotta see it for yourself. We'll talk about this next week more, because you'll see it, and then you're like, okay. Yeah, but it's they're not selling any products still. I don't think they will for a while. But you know, Bill Gates himself is well known.
They're just showing how bad their marketing team is, huh?
It seems pretty bad, but you never know. It could be brilliant. Like I heard from other people.
No.
It could, anything could change. I don't know. Enough with that. Where are we gonna go after that? I don't know. Let's see. Where are we? We are at 48 minutes right now. Okay, you wanna go to some news?
There's news.
Is there? I don't know. Let me see.
If you have anything.
I forgot some. Okay, well, one of the news, we already said it was the Burnout Paradise bike pack is coming out September 18th.
Yeah. How about, like, the world tech news?
World tech news. Okay, well, recently, you know that giant, what is it called? Herodon, that giant thing trying to split, to find dark matter. It was a machine somewhere in the world that's colliding two atoms together to see if they could recreate the Big Bang. And some people thought that thing was going to end the world as we know it. It was going to kill us all. Apocalypse is coming, however you say that. Can't say that. It happened Wednesday, Thursday, and look, we are still alive, right? We haven't got screwed over, right, people?
Actually, I heard that they haven't done any particle
really
colliding yet.
They said they were doing something Wednesday.
They did something.
Do you know what's weird? Thursday, I was after my school. I heard a loud noise, like outside. I was sitting outside somewhere. And I'm
that
like,
might be it.
I was thinking, hey, what was that? And then I'm like, I don't see any wave coming by to kill us all, so we're still alive. I'm like, okay. I was listening to something on my DS. Okay, well, what now?
Oh.
An awkward silence.
God's probably up in, like, he sees, like, them create a black hole. He's like, be serious. Come on, guys.
Oh, wait. I got to turn the mic up a little. I don't know what to
talk about. I can't think of it. It's like a slow day today.
It is. Well, it's also the beginning of the weekend, so... No,
this is going to be a good podcast.
News gets slow.
Yeah. I'm so tired.
Waiting for that dashboard update to come.
Waiting for that MacBook to come.
I'm waiting for that bike pack to come.
Waiting for the Mark Banjo to come out.
I'm waiting for my Banjo-Kazooie Nuts and Bolts pre-order to come.
Oh, you pre-ordered that?
Yes, I have, and it's fully paid for, and if...
Oh, you really got that game.
Yeah, I paid for it completely. And did you know that it comes with Banjo-Kazooie bonus... like, it gives you the code for the Banjo-Kazooie game for Xbox Live Arcade. That game...
Well, is that an...
Huh?
Is it an old game? A new game?
Well, it's the first one they made, but it's remade, like, you know, newer graphics.
Oh!
Achievements and stuff like that, so... Yeah, and
it's the N64 game?
Huh? It's the N64 game remade. Yeah. And it, what's it called? It comes out to... When you pre-order Banjo-Kazooie Nuts and Bolts, you get Banjo-Kazooie Xbox Live version 2 weeks ahead before everyone else. So, I don't know. What would I play first? Would I play Nuts and Bolts or the original? I think I'll play
Nuts and Bolts.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm going to play the first one, the new one first, and then play the other one. I don't know when. It would probably be 2 weeks later after I, like, probably beaten it or something. And then I'll be playing the other one. I really like the Banjo-Kazooie franchise. The series, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
I hope they make
Banjo 2. I'm not looking forward. You mean 3E?
No, well...
Banjo-Kazooie
is Nuts and Bolts.
Oh, but it's not really like a real Banjo-Kazooie game, is it?
No, it isn't. They added new things. They let you make your own vehicles and, like, put stuff together. A little bit of that Little Big Planet making of stuff. Just a little bit. Yeah. But they still do have platforming in it, like the old Banjo-Kazooie. It's still in there. It's not like it's completely gone. Oh, and I heard that the Rare is already thinking of ideas for the fourth Banjo-Kazooie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're thinking of ideas.
I'm still waiting for Gears of War.
Gears of War 2. Yeah, that is coming out when? Do you know?
November.
Man, I'm gonna see. Oh, Spore came out actually. When did it come out?
It came out this week.
Yeah, and I saw the review at GiantBomb.com of Spore. Yeah, I heard that it's the every... Okay, this is what Brad Shoemaker said. He said it's a jack of all trades and a master of none. That's what he said, so...
What?
Do you know what that means?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. I know.
Jack of all trades and a master.
It's doing a lot of things, but it's not like the best of
he
all.
He doesn't have one part that's really good. The one part that's better than the other is the galactic part. That's what I heard. So I could, if I ever buy the game, I could see myself forcing a little bit of forcing myself to get through to the final part of the game. Like,
yeah.
Because I do that to myself. Like, I know it might get better in the game, so I force myself to play it and go further on. I used to do that more in the N64 stage. The N64 and Dreamcast era. Yeah. They gave it 4 out of 5 stars. And they reviewed the PC version. Yeah, it's not bad. You know, I would buy it for the Xbox 360. Because I don't really buy PC games.
Yeah.
Would you see yourself ever buying it, or at least rent or borrowing it from me or someone?
Yeah, like borrowing it. I don't know if I'd buy it though.
Yeah. Okay. We used to have this standard of ours, but we never really said it on a podcast, I think, before. Like
what?
Like movies. Remember movies? Okay, the movie comes straight to TV. That's pretty bad. That's really bad.
Oh.
Remember that?
Oh.
We never named it anything, but we.
Like, is it like? You mean us seeing, watching movies?
Well,
like normal, like
that
okay,
for games.
It's worth going to the movies
just to watch it there.
Okay, it's worth. Let's even go deeper. Worth seeing the first day.
Okay, that means
comes
it's,
out.
It's good. Yeah.
Even the midnight screening, if you're a fanatic. Like
that is
right?
That is way up there. That's probably the top part of
okay,
it.
Okay, second is going to the movies and seeing it. If you want to, this might get complicated, but third, if you go to the movies, and then you're like, oh, what's playing? You know, casually go. Oh, you know, I'll go see that. You know, you happen to be at the movies.
And you watch it.
You're gonna watch it. Fourth is if you wait for it to come out on DVD and you rent it.
Oh crap! Running out of memory on my computer, like right now. Where's all my memory going? Sorry. Gotta delete some stuff.
I haven't had that. I haven't dealt with that problem in, I don't know.
I just told me right now, I got 77 megabytes in my hard drive of 80 gigabytes.
Oh my god! Are you serious?
Yeah, it's because this...
That's like 3 songs! Not really, but...
This recording right now is taking up my memory.
Oh!
Right now.
We're racing against... time and space.
Yes, we are. So
the continuum.
I'm deleting things right now.
Oh, let me make this quick, okay. The DVD, rest on DVD, and the next is seeing it, no. Seeing it at a friend's house.
Okay, the fourth one is seeing it at a friend's house?
No, it's renting it.
Oh, yeah, that, okay, renting
or
it.
Or ordering it on TV, whatever, okay.
Renting it, like...
Fifth is seeing us like
on
oh
TV.
No, you pick to see it at a friend's house, like oh you want to watch a movie, oh I'll see that. Six is
seeing it on TV,
having no choice.
You're scrolling.
No, it being no okay, it being on TV, like oh I'll just casually watch this movie. And seventh is like forced to watch it. Whatever, like a Star Wars at Adam's house.
Oh yeah, it's his birthday party. Not me, another guy we know.
Yeah, another Adam.
That'd be for another time, for another podcast, if we ever talk about that. Yeah, we had to watch Star Wars at someone's house, forced.
We better wrap it up then.
Yeah.
Better clear some. Maybe in the next couple of weeks, I'll set my laptop up to do some podcasts, and I'll have some audio editing software.
Mm-hmm.
So, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
I can create music on it and this. And with my new portable hard drive and then my 250 gig hard drive in my MacBook, so which is a combination of what? 410 gigabytes. Pretty good amount of space.
Yeah, you got more than me.
Yeah.
I'm running out right now.
I've never had
I got a bunch of hard drives laying around, but some don't work. Anyways, yeah, there's just, we gotta go because of memory space. All right, then.
All right. Well, we will. We'll be back next week with my MacBook, and I'll be talking about it.
You'll be getting live impressions of it being unboxed.
Yes. All right. Well, this is Livecast.
Any plugs? Yes, we gotta give up plugs.
Oh, everything MySpace.com.
Butt plugs. Nothing.
Oh.
Yeah, continue. What were you going to say?
Livecast, I mean, myspace.com/randman89. YouTube, same thing. That's my games, my gamer score. Gamer tag?
Yeah, gamer
tag. Yeah, gamer tag for Xbox and Twitter and everything. And for Batam, it's Batam89.
On Dig. And my gamer tag is Batam118. And my Twitter is twitter.com/Batam. And to look up this podcast, Google search Aircast for now, because that's the easiest way to find us. Aircast, and you'll see us there. I'm going to put this up later on today. And what, is there anything else? No, all right.
Yeah, that's it.
All
right. You can catch that?
No.
All right. Well, this is Livecast with Adam and Randy. Signing. Wait.
Oh crap!
Signing out.
And logging off.
Yes.
Butt plugs.
Folks, John Madden here for the Quick Pop Popcorn Popper.
Hey, John, how's it work?
It's simple, Fred. You just plug it in, open up the butter packet. I screwed up, guys. I'm sorry, but the packet won't open. Is it? We got a better packet? Hey, folks, John Madden here for the Quick Pop Popcorn Popper.
Hey, John, how's it work?
It's simple, Fred. You just plug it in, you open up the butter packet. You know, when I do the Tough Actin' Tenactin' commercial, all I do is I say, boom, Tough Actin' Tenactin', and the guy shows his feet, and they people smile. I mean, they don't have to open up the butter packets. They can't fucking butter packets. This thing's running and shut or what? This is fucking bullshit.
Hey, John, how's it work?
It's simple, Fred. You just plug it in. I can smell my arm flesh cooking. It's like I've been napalmed.
Put some butter on it. Right there, butter.
I can't put some butter on it. I can't get this butter packet open. Air's light. Finish this godforsaken commercial. If I find out who's responsible for booking me on this, I'm going to kick him in the ass. Hey, folks. John Madden. Popcorn popper. It's simple, friend.
I didn't say it yet.
Go f*** yourself.
John, how's it work?
It's simple, Fred. You just plug it in. Go ahead, do it. Open up the butter packet. And pour it in. And in 10 seconds, you got hot, buttery popcorn for the whole gang. Hey, let's eat, huh? Hey! It smells so good. It's melting! What's so funny, guys? Huh? You want a face full of hot, buttery popcorn? Huh? Is that what you want? Well, you start out with the popcorn popper right there, and then there's a butter packet over here. And don't open that up. There's a blowtorch or something like that. Then it starts to melt. It starts to pop. You hear that? And then you know it's done. You put it in a bowl and you can give it to one of your friends over here, one of these a-holes that's sitting in the corner with a bunch of jackasses. And then what happens is you can eat it or throw it in the couch. Sometimes I get it in the couch and then it sits there, but it doesn't stink or doesn't rot because, hey, it's just popcorn.
The Quick Pop Popcorn Popper. John Madden couldn't figure it out, but you certainly can. Enjoy!